over, but I can't stay to work late. Gotta leave and get ready for my second date with a pretty girl that I met at the pharmacy. Right in the prescription line, I take a pill for my social anxiety. I get a table and a nice bottle of Chablis. Now it's getting late and there's still no sign of her. I have another glass of wine. All I know is the wine lasts longer when you don't gotta share it with someone. All I know is the steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. And I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now.
Hello and welcome to the One Monkey Media Podcast. I am Chris Parker, the monkey, and once again, out on assignment is Allie the Monkey Tamer. She is, I don't know, doing something, finding herself or some such nonsense, or maybe it was work. I don't know. Who pays attention to these sorts of things? Anyway, that means Allie is not here and you are stuck with me. Hey, get back here. Look. Here, what we have for you today is actually a few pieces that we recorded over the last 2 weeks, little bits here and there that I think you'll enjoy, and hopefully you'll find a little bit humorous and somewhat entertaining. So here we go with a few quick bits, and I think you're going to learn a little something about me in this. So here you go.
Hi, hold on one sec. Well, that's shitty.
What, the music you're listening to?
Hold on. Okay, I'm here. I lost my pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
I'm not going to go into detail as to how I lost my pants. You know, I have a lot of shit.
Okay.
Like, a lot. Like, why do I need to have all this stuff?
Well, what kind of stuff are you talking about?
Everything. Like, Chris, why do I have 3 staplers?
Okay, that I can't answer, because a person really only needs one.
Right, you know, like, you need your stapler, your tape deck, your hole punch. And I have multitudes of them.
Okay, that I don't understand. Is one a Hello Kitty set and then a, you know, professional
no,
set?
No, actually it's not.
Okay, are
They're
they all
the same color?
Okay.
Which is awkward for me. Because, you know, I would understand, because I would buy multiple colors of the same thing. I would do something like that. I have done something like that. But why, I'm not understanding the reason for this here.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I personally can understand having maybe one or two different colors. You know, that makes sense. But having 3 of the same thing in the same color, in the same pattern, in the same style, you know.
Like right.
If you had one of those industrial staplers and a regular stapler, I can get behind that.
Right.
You know, but if you just have 3 quality staplers, that's a little much. You may want to get rid of one of those staplers.
Which is subsequently what I have done.
I mean, it's understandable to have a backup stapler. You know?
I don't even understand that.
Well, you can keep that in storage or, you know, in a bin somewhere in the back of wherever you're living, but you don't need 2 staplers in the top drawer of your desk.
Definitely not.
You know, you never know. A stapler could break. You could get a staple jammed up all in there.
That's true.
And then you need an emergency backup stapler.
You know, I don't need to fear a guy who sits there and plays video games for 18 out of the 24 hours a day.
You know, okay. You've said it twice, and I was going to let it go, but you seem to be making fun of people who play video games, and I just can't let that go.
Okay, you know what? I am not making fun of people who play video games.
Uh-huh.
I understand that it's, you know, a stress reliever, whatever.
And it's just as valuable as watching your stupid CSIs or crap like that as far as entertainment value.
Oh, precisely. But don't, you know, don't sit here and argue with me about it.
Right. And I'll be 100% honest with you. Like, if there was a female present, that's much more interesting than video games. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a
right.
The point where it's like, okay, I could be playing this video game or.
Right. You know?
Yeah, no, I.
So it's like one of those things where, you know, you're going to argue video games with me. That's fine. But just know that I don't care.
Right.
Because I don't play whatever video game it is you're talking about. So arguing with me about it isn't going to do you any good.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have anything to say. And to be quite honest, the topic doesn't hold my interest anyway.
Right.
So really, you're wasting your time. And he kept going on and on about how he's so badass at this. And I'm like, first of all, you're also not going to impress me if that's what you're trying to do either.
Yeah, that's stupid. I'll admit that that's like trying to and telling anybody about your prowess with a video game
right.
is ridiculously stupid.
Like he's sitting there and he's like, "Oh, I'm a level 47 in so and so." Oh, okay. That's great. However, if I am literally telling you I don't care, I don't know what you're talking about, that is not code for keep going.
No, it's the
that
exact
means
opposite
shut up
of
and move
yeah.
on.
Yeah, absolutely. Change the subject, dumbass.
Right, like, it's like, okay, next subject. And it's like, you know, and then he would always try and find ways to ask me, oh, does that impress you? No, it doesn't impress you. You have no job. You have no car. You mooch off of other people to get you places, and you want me to be impressed by anything you bring to the table? What's it going to take for you to stop? Because, I mean, at that point, I had done everything and said everything. And it's like he is still, like, trying to command my attention. Like, well, everybody else bows down to me, so you should too. No. You've got that wrong.
I have to get rid of Alyssa Milano from my Twitter.
Why?
Well, two reasons. One, she tweets stuff I don't give a crap about. And two, now that she's pregnant, I'm just not that into her.
She's pregnant?
Yep.
Oh.
She's married and pregnant and all that crap.
Shows you how much I pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't pay any attention to it if it wasn't Alyssa Milano, and I wouldn't even know, except she tweets it every 5 seconds, you know?
Oh, right.
She likes pizza.
Right.
Shut up. I don't care about your goddamn babies. You know, there was a time when I would have slept with you, Alyssa Milano, but it's just, it's gone. It's over. It's over between us, Alyssa Milano.
Right.
You know, you went and got yourself pregnant, and I'm just not that into you anymore. I can hate her, but I need the job.
That's true.
My landlord is sort of insistent on this rent thing.
Yeah, doesn't it suck when that happens?
Yeah, he's a bit of a dick about it, you know? Like,
you know?
Every month he's coming by going, where's my rent? Where's my rent?
Like, right, I mean, the nerve of people.
I know.
Can you believe it?
I know. And then when I tell him, you know, well, maybe I'll pay you next week, he's like, okay, fine. And then he comes back the next week expecting the damn money.
I mean, my God. The nerve.
I know.
The nerve. Can you believe people?
Yeah.
Just expect money and stuff.
Jerky Pants McGee is what I call him. I have a lot of lists on my computer right now.
Why do you have all these lists on your computer?
I don't know. Stuff comes up, so I just make a list. I have a list of songs I want to download. You know, because you're listening to something and all of a sudden you hear a song and you're like, yeah, I want to get that song. So I have a big list of those. I have a list of movies I need to get. I have a list of all the things I hate about you.
Really? I love it.
I have lists and a bookmark, you know, a bookmark menu just for your crap.
I feel so important.
Oh, you should.
I feel like super fucking important.
I don't think I've actually typed porn into Google.
You have
free porn videos, new porn movies, free porn sex. Okay, so yeah, you could. Oh, there's a ujizz.com. Well, I'm glad to see that Wikipedia comes up eventually.
Seriously? With porn?
Yep.
That's
the Wikipedia page on pornography.
That's kind of weird.
They have the whole history, I guess. Entomology, history, genre. There's genres? Seriously?
There's genres, really?
Apparently. Alt porn, amateur porn, fetish porn, sexual orientation based porn, orgy porn, race oriented porn, reality porn, seriously?
That's just wrong.
Soft porn, voyeur porn.
I think we knew about all of that.
Yeah. 3D porn. There's 3D porn.
3D porn?
Apparently.
Wow.
How to train your dick. Companies are now looking. Okay, so they haven't, but apparently they're looking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they do have some in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yep, film 3D Sex and Zen Extreme Ecstasy.
Well, it's Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, it's not due for release until May.
It's been filmed.
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean. Production and distribution by region. Seriously? Porn by region? What kind of Okay, now I'm actually curious about, like, okay, who produces the
porn, dude?
Well, who produces the most, and, like,
you know, they CNN had a documentary about that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, like, it was, like, filmed in LA, and it was all about, just, like behind-the-scenes porn, basically.
Huh.
And, like, the administrative and the different, like, it was pretty interesting, actually.
Oh, they do have a section on Hungarian pornography.
Perfect. Awesome. Hungarians.
Wait. Okay, so, in Hungary, pornography is illegal if sold or shown to children under 18 years of age. However, displaying the genitals openly, as in the cover of a magazine, is not prohibited.
Wow, that's new.
And not comforting either.
No.
They have porn in the People's Republic of China? Okay, internet porn has been outlawed. Guidelines requiring that all websites remove any pornographic material. Enforcement is strict. I wonder what they mean by strict enforcement in the People's Republic of China.
I need a paperclip.
Okay, let me hand you one.
Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have you tried your paperclip dispenser?
I don't have one.
Okay, you have 3 staplers, but no paperclip dispenser.
I know, how weird is that?
That's not cool, man.
You know, I did have a paperclip dispenser, but you know what I think happened to it?
Hmm.
I think my mother absconded with it.
Right, so over that time, she's just been slowly stealing office supplies from you.
Probably.
That's not right.
Which sounds like something my mother would do.
It sounds like something everyone would do, but you'd never expect somebody to be stealing office supplies from your home office. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, like everyone steals office supplies, but not,
right.
You know, do you really lose office supplies from your home office like that?
I have crystal light. I have earrings in my purse. I have Dayquil.
Crystal light makes sense. Dayquil. That might make you an alcoholic, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, no, it's Dayquil, not NyQuil. If it was NyQuil, that would make you an alcoholic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
What else do I have in here? I've got a nail file. A nail file could go in a purse.
Yes.
I've got some hair ties.
Okay.
That could go in a purse.
Yeah, no, that's purse stuff.
I have Carmex. I have more Carmex. I have lotion. I have Vicks vapor spray. And I have Visine.
Okay, so you're a stoner who gets coughs a lot. Yeah. That's all stoner stuff. The Vicks Vapo and the Visine, yeah.
Right. And, well, there's a reason I carry Visine in my purse. And
Right.
it's not because I'm a stoner. It is because all of the, this was before I had local, like, jobs I could drive to. I would have to obviously fly everywhere. Which is, whatever. But I could not bring my pillow.
Okay.
And every hotel has, all of their pillows are down.
No, you can request.
I have. But they bring you this down, like the,
Hypoallergenic thing or something.
yeah, it's like this down slash cotton slash whatever. And it's,
Most of them have other pillows in the closet too that are like a different
I
kind.
have tried those too. And I end up waking up in the morning and my eyes are all like just super crusty.
Awesome.
Crusted shut, like nasty. So that would be the reason why I
Sure.
have Visine in my purse.
No, I absolutely believe you on that issue and don't think you're lying at all.
If I could not hear the sarcasm in your voice right now.
You have an excuse for everything, don't you?
I do. Pretty much. Well, when you live my lifestyle. Oh, here's my, wow. I should probably take better care of that. I just found my work credit card in the bottom of my purse.
Yeah, you might want to, I don't know, put that somewhere safer than the bottom of your purse.
Probably.
It's interesting, though, that like the bottom of your purse may actually be, a relatively secure location in the sense that no one's, if you're, if you get a pickpocket, they're not taking your whole purse, right? They're just looking for your
Right.
wallet kind of thing, or I
And
don't
what's
know.
funny about my purse is I have a Vera Bradley. Now,
I don't know what that is.
yeah, I'm going to explain because I'm sure that most people don't know what a Vera Bradley is. But it's like, it's cloth and it's got like fun patterns to it. The
Okay.
whole thing is cloth. And in the bottom part of it, there's a piece of cardboard that kind of like, holds its shape a little bit.
Okay.
And it's got a little opening, so all my stuff slides underneath there. So if I like left my purse open and you wanted to go take my wallet, go ahead, but you're not getting the $18 worth of change because it's all underneath the bottom of my purse and you're not gonna find it.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. Google it.
No,
Google
I'm
Vera.
not.
You'll do it eventually.
I am not Googling purses.
You've done it before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Never Googled purses.
Well, then maybe I might have sent you a link or something.
I started wearing jeans.
You started wearing jeans?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I know.
Back up the train. Why? Why didn't you tell me about this? This is a big to-do in your world.
Well, because I didn't want to tell you the reason why I started wearing jeans.
Okay, well, now you need to tell me the reason why.
I don't need to do anything. You don't own me. You're not the boss of me.
Well, you just told me you didn't want to tell me the reason, so now you gotta tell me the reason. If you just could have said, yeah, I just started wearing them just because I wanted to wear them, okay, I would have accepted that.
Right.
But you didn't. You said no because I didn't want to tell you the reason. Well, now you have to tell me the reason.
It's vain. Yeah, it's vanity.
Okay.
My ass looks good in jeans.
All right. All right. Hey, I would wear jeans too if my ass looked good in them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I don't know. I happen to own a lot of jeans now. I don't know how. I've never purchased jeans before, but somehow I have jeans.
Well, who is buying all these jeans for you?
I don't know.
Like, where are they? Do you have like a closet klepto?
I don't
But
know.
that's like kleptoing stuff for your closet.
Well, no, because they're putting stuff in.
Right, but this, whoever this is kleptoing stuff for your closet.
Right. Or perhaps I'm sleepwalking.
Are you kleptoing stuff for your closet?
I could be like walking in my sleep, getting jeans.
Are you wearing polos now too?
No, just golf shirts.
Okay, that's a polo.
Well, but they don't have the stupid little logo.
Oh, whatever.
Well, those are work shirts. I wear those for work.
Okay, well, are you wearing, like, loafers? Please don't tell me you're wearing loafers.
No, I'm not wearing loafers.
Oh, thank God! Okay.
I'm wearing shoots right now.
What are shoots?
They're shoes that kind of look like boots. They're just really... They're high-top shoes, really, but they're all black, so they don't really look like... You know, they're not, like, sneakers. High-top sneakers. They're...
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I've got those, and then I've got my sneakers, and then I've got dress shoes.
Okay.
But because it's sort of just coming into spring now, it's actually a beautiful day, but it's just coming into spring now, I'm still wearing my shoes, but I'm not wearing loafers. And again, that's business, you know, that's business casual stuff, right? Like the golf shirts are business casual, right?
Right.
They make me look approachable yet professional-ish.
Right.
You know.
All the team leads and all the guys that are team leads wear golf shirts.
Right.
Golf shirts and Dockers.
Right. And that's what I wear to work, golf shirts and Dockers.
Okay.
Because I'm loving the Stain Defender pants.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I need the Stain Defender pants because I make a lot of mess in everything I do. And so I need those. So I've got lots of those in various shades and colors. I get blacks and khakis and more blacks. Sounds dark good. Blues. Dark grays. Blacks. You know.
More black. Usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. The usual.
Yeah. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of that. But otherwise, I don't. I mean, I wear jeans and t-shirts around. You're making me self-conscious now.
No, I'm not meaning to. It's just, I don't think I've ever seen you wear jeans. I'm glad you're wearing jeans.
No, you would have never seen me wear jeans.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just there and... So I'm wearing them. I do have to figure out why I have them, though.
And how you got them.
Right. Because it's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Right. Like, where did they come from?
Right. Because, you know, you don't normally wear clothes. You don't know.
Right. If you don't know how you got them.
Right.
You do the whole, I'm going to sit here and ponder how you wound up in my closet.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
You've girlified me. I'm talking about fashion.
I did nothing of the sort. You just, I asked you a question and you could have left it alone by saying, oh, just because I wanted to start wearing jeans. And then I would have so graciously moved on to another topic.
No, you brought up something that made me say I wear jeans.
What did I bring up that, what?
I don't know, but you've made me into a... This is how it happens. You're making me into your gay friend again. Nope. We're talking about purses. We're talking about fashion.
You're not my gay friend.
How does this happen?
Well, you're not my gay friend.
I was talking about porn, and now we're talking about... How does this happen?
Yeah, you've kind of been reduced to...
Having to talk about things that interest you. And this concludes the pre-recorded portion of the podcast today. Once again, you're back stuck with me, but I'll make it brief as we get on out of here. Just think it's interesting to listen back to pre-recorded conversations that you've had with people, and you can sort of listen to them dispassionately and get a better understanding of what was going on in the conversation. But, you know, there you have a little bit of insight, and you now hear... what it sounds like when I try and talk to a pretty girl, and eventually I end up becoming the gay friend, which is really awesome. Anyway, have yourselves a great week. Make sure that you check back to onemonkeymedia.blogspot.com to check in with what we're doing all this week. I have a great story for Friday that I'm going to post. It's fiction. I'm going to have to come up with something for tomorrow's random fiction. Not sure what this week's list is, but anyway, you'll get that stuff, no problem. And as always, we'll be doing a podcast again next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to track down Allie wherever she is in the world and get in touch with her and do a little bit of podcasting that way. And you won't be stuck with just me or bits and pieces of conversations we had over the last 2 weeks. And you can also get us on Twitter, twitter.com/onemonkeymedia. You can find us on Facebook with an incredibly long URL, which I'm not going to tell you. Just go to Facebook and search for One Monkey Media. You can find us there. And as always, you can email us. I am onemonkeymedia@gmail.com. Allie is Allie the Monkey Tamer at gmail.com. And a shout out to Jonathan Colton, who provides the music for our show free of charge right now, of course. You can always find him at jonathancolton.com. Check out his music. It's fantastic, hilarious, and well written and well performed. It all is. And that's it. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell, and we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
You know, I can only sit here and talk to you about tits for about 20 minutes.